My name is Karen Rohr, and I work for the Rockdale Newton Citizen newspaper. We're just about 30 minutes or so east of Atlanta. Jason might know the paper. I don't know. Sergeant Rodney.
Yes, I do.
Are you familiar with it? Yeah. It's not the Covington News. It's the other paper. and so I guess first off, Jason, if you could tell me a little bit about your background, your connection to Covington, because there's nothing in this. There's a short story sent to me written by, a public relations person in the military, but it doesn't say anything about your background and your connection to Covington. Did you grow up in Newton County?
Well, I went to high school there.
Okay.
Well, I went to high school in Georgia. We moved to Georgia in, about 95, 96 time frame. And I went to high school in Philmont, actually. And
okay.
After high school, I purchased a home in Covington for my parents, and that's where they live now. So we've been there for a while.
Okay, so I'm sorry. After high school, I couldn't. It is hard to do an interview on a speakerphone, to be honest with you, because it's hard for me to hear. But
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So after high school in Stone Mountain, how did you said your parents had moved to Covington? Is that what happened?
Well, yeah, they did. I purchased a home for them there.
You what? I'm sorry. You.
I purchased a home for my parents in Covington.
Oh, you purchased a home for okay. Purchased a home for your parents in Covington. Okay. Okay. So they live in Covington.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
did you move to Covington too or?
I have never lived in Covington. I mean, because I was in the military at the time already.
Okay.
So I've been traveling around. So, you know, I go there frequently. You know, I'm on leave and stuff like that.
Because that's your, do you actually have a home base when you come home? Is it in Covington? Is that your home base?
Well, my home base currently is Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Oh, what I meant, not militarily speaking, but, do you have a house somewhere? Or is it your parents?
Yes,
pretty much sure.
In Covington, yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that there's a connection, you know. Like, for example, you know, if you weren't in the military, you'd be living in Covington, I guess.
Or, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you graduated from, what high school in Stone Mountain?
I graduated from Redan High School.
Redan High School in what year?
97.
97, okay. And then did you go straight on to college or did you join the military or how, what?
I worked for a few years. I worked for a few years at Equifax. And then I joined the military around 99 time frame.
About 99. So that was before September 11th, right? Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes, ma'am.
before everything, yeah, shifted.
Yeah.
and then for what did you do for Equifax? Just office work?
Basically, I work for a department. basically, I track down people that had passed past due,
mortgages or whatever.
Past due on their accounts and stuff. So
gotcha.
The department was called Skip Locate. So I worked for that department.
Okay. Joined the military in 1999, and it was the Army that you joined? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. The Army.
Right. Okay. And how old were you then at that point?
I was 21 years old.
21, okay. And what prompted you to want to join the military? What was it about,
Well, I actually was approached by a recruiter. At first I was kind of hesitant, but I let him give me his pitch and he told me. I mean, the first time I talked to him, you know, I didn't join right away, so it actually took a couple months. I went back after I was interested in what he said. He gave me some pamphlets to read over, and I gave it some thought, and I joined a few months later.
Okay. And so what was the kind of the tipping point? What made you say, yeah, I think I'll give this a try? I mean, what was it about the military that was attractive to you at the time, at 21? You know, I know you're pretty young, but...
Well, I had a cousin that was in the military at the time, and actually I liked the... He pitched to me, you know, that we can, you know, they'll pay college off and, you know, you get to go to college for free and stuff like that. So that kind of, I think that was like the tipping point for me.
Okay. All right. So you joined, and from there, I mean, tell me, have you been a member of the military since then? You've been, or
yes,
did you
I've been
take
a member,
break and go to college?
Since then.
Pardon me? You met since then? Okay.
Yes.
And did you go to, have you gone to college as you were in the military? Have you earned degrees or?
I've been going to college since I've been in. You know, and I've been Central Texas College mainly, so.
What? Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm from Central Texas College.
Central Texas College, okay. Texas College. And what did you, what sort of degree did you earn?
Well, I don't have a degree yet. I'm kind of short, through some classes short of a degree. But I went for criminal justice.
Oh, okay. Well, once you joined the military, where did you travel to? Where were you stationed?
Well, my first duty station was Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I was there for a few years at Fort Polk, Louisiana. And then I moved to Fort Bragg in about 2001, yes. I went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and I was there for a while. I deployed to Iraq from Fort Bragg.
And when was that?
That was around 2005.
Oh, okay. And meanwhile, so what sort of skills were you building? What was your job, I guess?
Well, My job then. I mean, I enlisted in the military as a chemical biological specialist.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, that's still my job now. But that's where I enlisted in, and that's what I deployed for. I did my job when I was deployed, and came back from deployment, and I relocated to Fort Knox, Kentucky, as a drill sergeant there.
Okay. And that was after being... How long were you in Iraq?
I was in Iraq for a year.
Okay, so you transferred over, went to Kentucky as a drill sergeant in about, 06 or 07, something like that.
2007, yes. Okay. 2007, I went to drill sergeant school in Fort Jackson, North Carolina. And then after I finished school, I relocated to Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Okay. All right. And then, that was in 07. Meanwhile, it looks like, according to this short story that somebody wrote, you met your wife in 2005. When you were both deployed to Iraq.
Yes.
Yeah, so, no, tell me one more time, and I have to forgive me for this, but is it pronounced Delaney, or how do you...
No, is it Delaney?
Delaney, okay. So the...
Yes, ma'am.
Pronounce the S on the end or anything. Delaney.
Yes.
Okay. And so I met in Iraq. Now, where is... Delaney from?
Well, she's from New Jersey.
From New Jersey? Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long has she been in the military?
We actually joined around the same time. She's been in like a little, some a few months longer than me. So
okay,
she actually joined in 98.
In 98. Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And Delaney, what was your path? Did you earn any college degrees first and then join, or what have you been? You know, just tell me just a little bit about your background, if you could.
Yep. I was going to school at first, but I didn't want my I almost did like my husband. I wanted to go to school where the military would pay for it. So mm-hmm. while I've been in the military, I have an associate's degree.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna start working on my bachelor's soon.
Okay. Okay. And what is your area of expertise? What do you do for the military?
I'm a unit supply specialist.
Okay. 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 And you all met in Iraq. Now, at that point in time, well, probably all the time, but, I mean, the battle was still fairly heavy, was it not? Was it? I mean, what were conditions?
Yeah.
When you all met, what, you know, you were both in Iraq, where things were still pretty... Tell me, you know, what they were like, what life was like at that point.
Well, it was, you know, it was still pretty heavy at the time.
Fighting was still pretty
heavy. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I worked at a rotary wing PAX terminal. So basically, I was in charge of getting people in and out of certain locations.
In charge of getting people in and out certain locations. And you said it was a rotary wing what? I'm sorry?
A rotary wing PAX terminal. Like
rotary wing PAX? P-A?
It's basically like a military airport.
Oh, okay. You have to, yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry.
You think of, like,
military,
yeah, people on the outside like me weren't really up to speed with it. So it's a military airport. Okay, got it. So you're at the military airport, and you are helping people, I guess, get on the planes? Or are you steering the planes in, or?
Yeah, yes, I was basically in charge. I was in charge of the that airport there, and basically... in charge of basically putting people, booking flights, and getting people from different locations in Iraq.
Okay. Okay. So you helped them travel around different places in Iraq. Okay. Helped them.
Yes, ma'am.
That's tricky business. really. okay. So you were kind of a manager, I guess, manager of the airport. Is that correct? Sort of.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I was a manager there, and that's actually how I met my wife. She was traveling.
That's what I wanted to know. And, okay.
and I was in charge of booking her flight, and that's the first time I met her.
Okay.
You know.
First time. And so she was flying just to a different location in Iraq. Is that right?
Right. Yes, because I'm logistics and I order supplies. So I had soldiers in different locations, and I would bring the necessary equipment or supplies that they needed, because mm-hmm. we weren't all in one area
mm-hmm.
in Iraq. So mm-hmm. I would travel. And I would have to go through there, either arrive there or
okay.
depart there several times.
So you would travel with.
That's how we met.
You would travel with some of these supplies to make sure, I guess, they were got where they needed
exactly.
to go and distributed and all that kind of stuff. So you were
absolutely
okay. All right. Okay. And your future husband was operating the airport.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
not a whole lot of time for romance, I don't think. But I mean, so how did that? No, so you all knew each other from? Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
At the time we were. That's how we officially met. But then when we went back to the States, that's when we realized we were on the same base, but we didn't know it at the time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you both went back to the States, realized on same base, didn't know it at the time. Did you say, so you became friends in Iraq, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
So you stayed in contact via, who knows, email or however, I don't know, but...
No, actually, no, we didn't. After we, we met in Iraq, and basically we became friends in Iraq, and we didn't stay in contact via email or anything. Like, the next time I saw her again, after I left Iraq was, the next time I saw her again, we were in school, right? Yeah, we were in school together,
and that was back
here. I bumped into her in the
Go ahead.
Yes, I bumped into her in the hallway, and this was how long after that? Like a year after? Yeah. It was about a year afterwards. And then that's when I realized, okay, we were on the same base together.
Okay.
So we kept in contact at that point.
Okay. So then back in the States, things weren't quite as tense, probably, as you had a little bit more time to spend with each other. And so then at that point, I guess you had, let's see, that was 05 when you met, 06. So you got to know each other for a couple of years. And then,
yes.
And then in 2009, you decided to get married. And did you get married? Did you have a big wedding, or was it just a small ceremony?
Well, it wasn't actually a big wedding. It was just like some close friends. That we had come through, so that was it.
Okay. I mean, is it real common for, people to have relationships and then get married in the military? I don't know. Is that a very common occurrence, or is that kind of unusual? Because it's a stressful situation, when you think about it.
I guess it was uncommon, I guess how we met.
Yeah.
And then to meet up again later. Because normally people meet in the States and, they get time to, get to court and everything else. So, it was uncommon how we met.
Yeah. So let's see. So you all got married and you were still, at that point, you were still in the States, right, in 09?
Yes.
And you had both, did you both end up going to Kentucky? Because I know that you had told me, Jason, that you ended up being a drill sergeant, right, in Kentucky?
Yes.
And then?
Yeah, we were both drill sergeants at the same time. And she was in Texas at the time, and I was in Kentucky. And when we got married, actually, in 2009, I was in school. I was in I was in a senior leaders course. It's a school that we have for senior non-commissioned officers in the military. So I was in that school, and
in which state?
In Missouri.
I was in Missouri.
We got married in Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah, because the school was in Missouri, and the reason being is because, I knew once I got back to Kentucky that I was going to relocate again. And she possibly is going to relocate. And, at this time we decided we've been dating for long enough and we decided that we wanted to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
she gave me an option. She said, I called her and I told her that, I wanted to get married and, she agreed and, she's waiting for a big wedding. She wanted her family to be there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I told her that I wanted to get married before, either one of us came up on orders to go to a different location. Because if that happened, then, we'll have to deal with the whole, you being in one location, I being in another location again.
Okay, because at that point, you all were in the same location. You were just away on a course or something like that. Is that right?
No, we weren't in the same location. I was stationed in Texas, in Kentucky, and she was stationed in, she was a drill sergeant in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
And I was in school in Missouri. So she came, basically she came to visit me at school.
Okay.
While I was on a break. So.
Okay. So, I mean, the whole time.
She told me.
Go ahead. She came to visit.
Oh, no, go ahead. I mean, cut you off.
Okay. So she came to visit on break in Missouri. And, I mean, it was kind of a long distance relationship then. In a way, was it not? Because you all kept being separated, going to different places.
It was.
Isn't that kind of like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you wanted to get married so that you would be in the same location
together
all the time,
mm-hmm,
too. Okay. Okay. So what state did you end up getting married in?
We ended up getting married in Missouri while I was in school.
Oh, okay.
Kind of wasn't what we wanted to do at first, but, you know, being that we were coming, I was kind of actually short on my time in Kentucky. And basically, you know, normally 6 months out, you know, from your time like on being a drill sergeant, they give you orders to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want that to happen before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
She came down while I was in school, and we got married there in Missouri.
Okay. And what was the date of that? Was it Valentine's Day or no?
Yes.
It was. Okay. February 14th, and that was 2009. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So from then on, I don't know how it works exactly in the military, but do they make an effort to keep you all together when they send you places if you're
married?
Yes,
they do.
Okay.
They do. You go into a program called the Married Armory Couples Program, and basically they make it an effort to keep you guys together from that point on out. So
it's called the Married what program? The Married?
Married Army Couples Program.
Army Couple Program. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, and I think at that point, y'all are still in the States, you're married. When did you have to go back to, or when did you go to Afghanistan? Or where did you go from, I guess, from after you got married? Did you stay in the States a little bit longer, or what's your path?
Yeah, we stayed in the States. We actually, I moved from Kentucky to Fort Hood, Texas.
Okay.
And she moved from San Antonio, Texas to Fort Hood, Texas also. So we came together there.
Okay. And then you stayed. How long did you all stay in Texas?
We were in Texas too long, probably like 2 years. And while I was in Texas, the time I was in Texas, I deployed for a year of it. I was in Afghanistan again.
Oh,
and
did she go with you or no?
No, she didn't go that time. I went by myself.
Oh, okay. Okay. So she stayed back in Texas and you were in Iraq or Afghanistan? Afghanistan.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was, what year was that, like 2011 or something?
Yes, it was from 2010 to 2011.
Okay. And then you came back to the States, and then how long were you all together here? And then I guess you shipped out to Afghanistan, is that right, again?
Yes, we came back to the States, and we relocated to back to Fort Bragg, North Carolina again.
Uh-huh.
And I think we were at Fort Bragg for like, I was in camp for 2 years, right? Just about almost 2 years. We were in Fort Bragg for about 2 years, and then we deployed together. We were in Fort Bragg for 2 years. We had a baby. We had our daughter there.
Oh, okay. I had your daughter in Fort Bragg. Okay.
Yes. And then we deployed again from Fort Bragg. And this is our first time actually deploying together, married.
So deploy from Fort Bragg. So how long, first time to together deployed. So how long have you all been in Afghanistan together?
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 7 months.
About 7 months. And you don't have your daughter with you, I assume, right?
No, we don't. She's my daughter is she's in the Dominican Republic with my wife's parents.
Okay. Is that where Delaney's wife's parents live typically, in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I also noticed at the bottom of this story that the military wrote, it says that look forward to returning home and spending time together before picking up their 5 children. Now, you all, you mentioned you have 1 daughter together. Where do the other kids come in? 4 more kids.
Well,
was one of you married before and had kids? Is it a blended family or?
Yes, it's a blended family. I have 3 kids prior to meeting my wife, and my wife had a son already.
So you had 3 kids prior to marriage. Can't type prior to marriage, and wife. And Delaney had a son. Is that right?
Had a son.
Yes. Delaney. Okay. So all together, tell me what you're... Let's see. You had... What are your... You know, maybe you could just tell me the names necessarily, but the... genders and the ages of your children.
Okay, I have one boy, and he's 13, okay. And 2 girls that are 11 and 10. Wow.
And 10. And do they, let's see, 1 boy and 2 girls, 11 and 10, do they live in Covington by any chance?
No.
There's no local connection. They don't go to school in Rockdale or Newton County or anything. Okay.
No, ma'am.
And then, let's see, Delaney's son, how old is her son?
He's 13 also.
He's 13. And then your daughter, and she's just a baby. How old is she now?
She's 17 months now.
17 months, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and you all have been in Iraq for 7 months. How long will you be there? When do you come back?
Well, we should be coming back soon.
Because, I would suspect it's difficult to be away from all of your children, and I don't know, maybe particularly your newborn baby. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, that's, you know, tell me some of the challenges of, I guess, being married in the military and then also being away from your kids.
Well, I guess the biggest challenge right now, you know, is just being away from our kids. And, you know, I guess thankfully now this time, I mean, it was a challenge last time because, you know, I was away from the kids and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, we're together, you know, which is good, and it helps out a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
being here with
mm-hmm.
her mm-hmm. and being together. So,
mm-hmm.
but then, you know, you run across the challenge of being away from the kids and missing your kids and stuff like that. So,
right.
you know, there's things that, like, I feel like sometimes, you know, there's things, her being 1 year old and, you know, our other kids, you know, there's things that are happening in their lives as we're here that, you know, we're probably, not probably, but we're not going to be able to get back, you know, things that we missed and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So
mm-hmm.
at times, you know, we think about that, and mm-hmm. that's pretty hard to deal with at times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see, what else can we we talk about. So, Jason, what can you describe to me sort of on a a daily basis? You know, I know you might be limited in what you can tell me, but I mean, what do you do in Afghanistan on a daily basis now? I mean, what?
Well, currently, mm-hmm. on a daily basis, I actually have a few jobs. You know, I told you before, you know, originally, you know, I enlisted in the military as a chemical biological specialist.
Yeah, what is and what
I
does
do
that
mean?
That. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know. What does that mean exactly?
Basically, like, in the event of a chemical attack or any kind of chemical warfare,
uh-huh.
I advise my senior commanders, my senior leadership on how to deal with certain situations
senior
in that
commander.
Case. Because,
okay.
You know, every,
okay.
you know, I'm the only chemical specialist in this unit, so basically that's my area of expertise. And
okay.
If the commander's attack or whatever, I can advise my commander on how to act accordingly to the attack.
Okay, because I suspect that's a whole different way of fighting and dealing with, you know, it's a whole different scenario as opposed to what's happening now.
I do that, and basically I also do, I track movement on the battlefield. Like, basically, I keep accountability of where people are and when they convoy from one area to another.
You mean our U.S. soldiers? Is that what you mean, or?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And what the job that I do that takes up most of my time, basically, is I'm the master fitness trainer. Basically, in the civilian world, I guess you'd say a personal trainer, and I travel the battlefield a lot, and you know, I help to keep our soldiers in shape, and and that's what I do. That's what I do most of the time. I'm always gone, you know, helping to keep our soldiers in shape and giving different classes. I'm certified to teach like CrossFit and personal train. So that's my main. That's what I do. That takes up most of my time now, and that's why I travel a lot to do those things.
So tell me about what do you like about that particular job. It sounds interesting. I mean,
well,
do they not keep in shape just on their own, or you know?
Well, just like in the civilian world, you know, I believe being in shape is like a, you know, everyone's not a self starter when it comes to that. So
yeah,
everyone kind of that little push here and there, and even the ones that are in shape, you know, I help to keep those guys kind of. You know, in better shape, and give them tools to use like while when they have limited equipment and stuff like that. So it's not I do that portion, and I actually advise on nutrition and stuff like that. So that's kind of exciting to me because that's my passion. You know, that's what I want to do.
Exciting.
You know, like when I get out, you know, and everything. So I'm kind of a fitness guru.
Are you? Okay. Let me jot that down. Okay. I guess you're in pretty good shape yourself.
yes, ma'am.
Well, and also, you know, I think about the aspect of how your physically fit affects your mental ability.
Definitely.
You know, a stress reliever, I think, you know, when people are
it
working
is.
Out. I mean, is that part of how you see it?
Yeah, it is. That's part of how I see it. And that's kind of like, that's funny you said that because that's one of the main things, you know, I talk about when I travel. You know, I travel and we kind of give little kind of mini seminars to our soldiers and how, you know, being physically fit, you know, affects other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And not only affects us as soldiers, because, you know, it's our job as soldiers to be physically fit anyways, but, you know, it like you said, it affects you mentally and spiritually, I believe, too. So you feel better, you know, all around when, you know you're in shape and you're physically fit. So.
Okay. And Delaney, What is your job in Afghanistan right now? Are you still doing the supplies? You know, making sure that...
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not mad at you after that, too, before she answers. I didn't tell you this before, but I teach classes here where I'm at right now in Afghanistan every day, and I go out to teach classes, you know, when I travel on the battlefield. So when I'm away, I kind of drug my wife into kind of the fitness realm, too, because when I'm away, she picks up on the stuff that I do, and she teaches the classes that I'm not here to teach when I'm away from this area here.
Okay.
So when she tells you her job, you know, she actually does this in conjunction with that, too.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Okay. So teaches the fitness classes in conjunction with, like, supply coordination, I guess you could say, or...
Right. It's logistics. I do logistics coordination.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Logistics coordination, and what was the other word? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Oh, that was it. It's logistics depending on the events, certain events, I sometimes coordinate, you know, food. So it's just logistics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, right now in Afghanistan, is there much fighting going on? I mean, I know it's not a safe place there, but or have things gotten a little calmer? Or
well, I mean, overall, you know, I mean, it's a combat zone.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean, things kind of, you know, the way they are. So, I mean, but we train and we make sure, you know, we're ready on any occasion. So.
Okay. Sure. Okay. All right. So you all are expecting to come back to the States, should I say, in a couple of months, or do you know when?
It's real soon. We expect to come back soon, ma'am.
Okay.
Due to operational security reasons, I can't, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And then do you have plans to stay with the military? Because I know that you said that you wanted to get into the...
Oh, definitely. I'm going to... I what was it? 4 years? Well, 4 years and some change. My wife has 4 years.
Yeah.
She made that known. In 4 years, you know, we both we're retire anyway. So I'm definitely, when I get out, you know, we're going to stay and we're going to retire out and then...
Okay, so you have 4 more years before you, and then you can retire out. Is that right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
4 more years, and then retire out.
My wife does.
And can I ask how old?
I was in life for a little bit longer.
What?
He doesn't know it yet. I was in life stay a little bit longer. He just doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
Figure it out. How old are
you? 4 years.
How old is each one of you right now? Because I can't sit down and do the math.
I am 35.
Okay.
I'm 36.
Okay, 35, and he is 36. Okay. Well, that's pretty good. I mean, you know, if you invest your, you know, 4 more years, my gosh, you can have a whole second career, really, easily.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
That's the plan.
Yeah,
okay. She's going to run our gym until I get out.
She's going to run your gym.
she's going to run our gym. She's going to manage our gym until I get out of the military.
Well, tell me what advice, you know, having been together in the military together and you're married, you know, what advice would you have for other couples who are married in the military? I mean, how do you make it work? You know, what are some things you have to keep in mind to make a relationship work when you're in the military? With the same time,
guess,
is what I'm saying, you know, when...
Yes. Well, I guess communication,
mm-hmm.
and we do, you know, me and my wife, we go to church, and we're Christians, and basically, you know, we put God first in everything we do,
okay.
and, like, she's there for me, and I'm there for her, Like, basically, we do everything together. She's my workout partner.
Okay.
Like, if you see her, you see me, you know, I mean, you know, of course, work drives us apart, you know, at times. But, I mean, we're open with each other, and we're there. I'm there to, she's there to vent to me. I'm there when she has to vent to me, and she's there when I have to vent to her. And basically, just communication and just openness and, you know. So.
And understanding, because being in the military, I think we understand a little bit better, you know, about our job. We don't like it at times. Like you said, sometimes our job, depending on what's going on, it might take time away that we want to spend together.
Right.
But
right.
We understand that, you know, because it is our job, you know, sometimes that prevents us to do certain things or limit us on, you know, depending on the situation. So just being understanding, sometimes that's hard, but, you know, we try to do our best with that.
Okay. So when y'all come back to the States, I guess you'll be on a military base. Will it be Fort Bragg or?
Yes, we'll go back to
Fort Bragg. And then do you know where you want to settle down eventually? I mean, would you come to Georgia because Jason's parents are here?
We haven't really decided yet.
That's an option. It's still up in the air, but we haven't set the exact location yet. That's one of our options.
Yeah.
Because, Delaney, your parents live in the Dominican Republic, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, because I mean, they're already retired, and they decided to go back to their country where they're from. So that's where they chose to retire.
Mm-hmm. And, Jason, what are your parents' names, Jason?
My parents are George Rodney.
Oh, George Rodney. Okay.
And Marjorie Rodney.
And how do you spell Marjorie?
M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E.
Okay, just like the traditional spelling.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
So George Rodney and Marjorie Rodney of Covington.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, do they still work or they retired or?
Yes, they still work. My mother does, and my sister. She lives in Covington also.
Oh, your sister lives in Covington. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. They both work at sister works in Covington. They both work in Covington. My mother works at Rockdale Hospital.
Oh, she
and
does.
And my sister works.
Okay.
Yes.
right up the street from me. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I could run down there and tell her you said hi. Okay. Rockdale Medical Center. That's pretty cool. What does she do there?
Excuse me?
What does she do there? Is she a nurse or?
Oh, she's she's a nurse. She's she works in the hospital a few days a week, and then like most of the time she does like she's a visiting nurse, so she actually goes to homes and does stuff.
Okay.
So.
Okay, great. And how about your? Go ahead.
My sister works in the ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialist, and she's an ear, nose, and throat specialist in Covington. Right?
In Covington. Okay.
Yes.
So she
she bounces back and forth in between two offices. She works at the office of Covington and Conyers. So, back and forth in between the two offices.
Do you know what the name of the business is exactly? Because I'm sure people would know it if we mentioned it. Name of the business is? Or the name of the doctor, anyway?
Dr. Cody. One of the doctors are.
I can probably just Google it and it'll come up. You know, in a Google search,
yes.
And I can just mention the business. And what's your sister's name?
I don't know the name for it. I know when I called it, it says the Covington Ear, Nose, and Throat Specialist. I can't remember what the name of it.
It's okay.
Okay.
If I Google it, I can find it. It won't be hard to find,
okay.
Especially if they have one office in Covington. And what's your sister's name?
Her name is Melissa Rodney.
Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A,
I
guess.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any nieces or nephews here? Or?
Yes, I have. I have. My brother lives in Stowe Mountain still. He's not in Conyers or Compton area.
Now.
But I do.
Okay.
My sister has a son, and his name is Jaden Rodney.
J-A-D-Y-N or
J-A-I.
Oh, okay.
B-E-N.
Okay. He probably goes to school locally. You know.
Yes, he goes to he goes to a private school in Compton. I can't remember the name of it.
There's Victory Christian Young Americans. Does he go there? Oh, it doesn't. That's okay.
No, it's not. It's a Christian school down in. I can't remember. I pick him up all the time when I come home on leave too. So.
Young Americans Christian School. Then there's Victory Christian School. Then there's, I can't think of what else. There's one called Providence Christian School. That's okay.
Oh, man.
Suffice to say, he's young. How old is he? Do you know?
Jaden is. He's 10. I know. He's 10.
He's 10.
No, he's 10.
Okay.
He's 10.
All right, well, that's pretty neat. And your sister lives in Covington, so that you have a lot of family here, then.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't think I have any other questions. I guess if I do, I'm out of luck. Guys are all the way in Afghanistan, but.
Okay.
Is there anything that I didn't ask that you wanted to add to the story,
not really. Nothing I can think of right now.
Okay.
I do actually have a question. When is
when is it gonna
supposed
run?
To be released or whatever?
It should publish on Sunday. And so for your purposes, you can find it online. It'll be both on the Newton Citizen and the Rockdale Citizen website. I'll probably post it on Friday, but technically speaking, it's going to run in the Saturday-Sunday paper. So your family can find it, you know, on the newsstands on the weekend. But
okay, so
if you just...
In the Newton Citizen and the Rockdale Citizen?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Any... WTONCITIZEN.com or ROCKDALECITIZEN.com. So it's RockdaleCitizen.com or NewtonCitizen.com.
Okay.
And so that'll run then, and we'll go from there. And I appreciate your time very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for your time and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.